With summer holiday season approaching, new research by Hastings Hotels has found that more than 8 in 10 people planning a summer getaway are worried about flight disruptions and cancellations this year. Rising travel costs and global uncertainty are also making many Irish holidaymakers think twice about travelling abroad. To help us navigate the stress of summer travel and share some practical advice for anyone feeling hesitant about booking a trip, I'm joined now by travel journalist Melanie May. Melanie, delighted to have you on the show again. Look, these findings, they show a huge level of anxiety around travel this summer. Are you surprised that so many people are reconsidering travelling abroad?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Not surprised at all. I mean, the desire to travel is higher than ever, but I feel like the confidence in the logistics has taken a massive hit, especially since the pandemic. I think we all remember the years after there, and there was nothing but headlines about the queues, the lost luggage, and now you've also got soaring prices as well. So, I mean, it used to be a lot less stressful to travel years ago, but now I totally understand why people are reconsidering their summer plans.
And there are probably, like, there's a knock-on effect of so many people worrying about it, because then you're hearing other people worrying about it and thinking, should I be worrying about it? And it's been a bit infectious in that way. But what are the biggest concerns that people should be realistically preparing for this summer?
Okay, I think there's three main things. One of them is like compounding airport delays, extreme European weather, and these like soaring just costs as well. So the first one with the airport delays. So European airspace in particular is super crowded at the minute. So like if you have a 20 minute delay somewhere, it's going to have such a knock-on effect. So one of the best things that you can do for a stress-free flight is to book the earliest flight that you can, because that usually means that the airplanes are usually already in the airport and there's fewer delays out of the airport, bar like say weather or something like that. But like if one flight is 20 minutes late and you have an afternoon flight, that could end up being like a 3-hour flight because of the snowballing effect. And then in terms of the weather, like it's not just typical summer storms anymore. Like there are severe heat waves, especially in southern Europe. And these, whilst we also think about them as, oh, you know, it can cause us to be really ill or, you know, have lots of things to contend with, they can also ground planes, trains as well, and just completely alter transport itineraries too. And then obviously we know about the cost of everything rising, but especially stuff like when you're in the airport, last minute food, drink and kind of basic necessities, everything has just skyrocketed. But I think with just a little bit of planning, you can kind of combat them. And for the stress of holidays, for me, it's trying to control the controllables.
A lot of people would consider getting holiday insurance. For some, it can seem like an unnecessary extra cost, but why is it so important at the minute?
Oh, right. So this is I will die on this hill about travel insurance. So I have annual travel insurance that just renews all the time. I don't even think about it. Like if you would insure your phone or your gadgets or your house or your car, that's how much I think you need travel insurance. And really, it's because of these skyrocketing costs as well. So like if you have paid 3,000 euro for an incredible villa, but you've only paid 60 euro for your flight, you are not going to get that money back at that for the villa unless you have your travel insurance or unless you've bought like a refundable thing. But an awful lot of people buy those non-refundable holiday packages because they save you a couple of euros. You can get your, if you lose your luggage, if your luggage is delayed, if you miss any part of your holiday, or if your flight is delayed or cancelled, travel insurance is going to just really give you back some, if not all, of the money that you've spent.
It sounds like it would be definitely a necessity for so many people, and particularly with you as a travel journalist, I imagine like it's an absolute necessity because you're travelling all of the time. But people that maybe are only going on, we'll say, one holiday a year or anything like that, they might not realise that they have rights as well when disruptions happen, the likes of flights getting delayed or cancelled. What could people be entitled to if they don't have travel insurance?
So if you don't have travel insurance, then it gets a little bit more complicated because it depends who you've booked with. Did you book with a travel agent? Did you book a non-refundable? Did you do everything yourself? But basically, let's say if your flight is delayed, then under EU law, you have rights and regulations. And again, it's to do with how long your flight has been delayed, if it was short haul or long haul, if it's with a European airline and not like a non-European one. So there's so many variables on that. But if you are delayed by any way with the airline, my top tip is to keep all receipts, all communication, take photograph of timestamps of everything when the delays go up on the airport boards. And really just document everything and then head over to Irish Aviation Authority, so the IAA on that website, and that will tell you based on your delay time what you're entitled to.
Okay, it's good to have both options there because there will be people that still don't opt to get travel insurance as much as people can and recommend it. So it's nice to have that side of it as well. But if people have maybe had a bad experience like that where the flight got cancelled and they were trying to get the money back and there was all this and that and the other, what should people be looking out for if they're deciding to get a travel insurance policy this time around?
Okay, so I guess for me, it depends. So it's not always about the cheapest. So the cheapest is not always the best quality. So you want to look at your insurance covering stuff like cancellation policies, baggage policies, the excess as well. So sometimes you'll have to pay €250 or, like motoring insurance as well. So that's what I would look for. Really go into the fine print. And if it only covers something like €300 worth of luggage, but you've got thousands of euros worth of clothes and items in your luggage, go find a policy that has the highest amount of coverage. Make sure you've got a travel disruption add-on. This explicitly has to say this because this will cover strike action, airline insolvency, and just generalized travel disruption. Buy your policy the exact same day that you book your holiday, because if you buy it 2 weeks before you fly and somehow, let's say, the airline or the hotel goes bust and you aren't covered, you will not get anything for that.
There's so many like T's and C's apply in all of this, and it's hilarious.
I know. And I get so into the details. So I have found the insurance that will cover my laptop and my phone to the highest amount. So they will cover up to €2,000. Yeah. So it's worth it. And in travel insurance is not as expensive as people think it is. It can start from something like maybe €30-40 for a one-off trip. And mine is only like, say, €120 for the whole year. So it's well worth it.
Yeah, especially the amount of travel that you have to do. But packing wise, what are the top tips people should be familiar with before they head away on a trip to avoid all of that hassle that goes on at airports with cabin bags, restrictions and all of that, and security rules?
There are so many. Okay, so the first thing is, if you're flying out of Irish airports, especially Dublin and Shannon, we have these really advanced scanners where there are no liquid restrictions. So you can take a 2-litre bottle of Coca-Cola out if you wanted, right? But you need to be aware that you're flying, the airport that you're flying home from will have very, very different restrictions. So make sure you pack for both accordingly. Those Ryanair cabin baggage sizers, if you have like a wheelie case, your wheels and your handles are going to be taking up room. If you really want to squash as much stuff into a case, bring a school bag. Bring something floppy that hasn't got a hard case and that hasn't got wheels on it as well. Make sure you always pack for an extra day. Like, don't pack your valuables in your suitcase. Anything that you need as soon as you land or to go to bed, make sure you have that in your hand luggage with you as well. And just have everything ready. This is going to reduce the stress. Look up the travel restrictions or the liquid restrictions or the security restrictions where you're going. Have that prepared. Have your bag organized. Because I think an awful lot of the stress in airports comes from people behind us. You can hear them tutting and sighing and going, oh, I can't believe she hasn't got her liquids out. I can't believe her laptop is in her bag. And every airport is different. And that's the worst thing. So you think you're prepared. And then all of a sudden the guys are going, no, you've got to take out your liquids. And you're like, oh, but I didn't in the other airport. So it takes a couple of minutes. You can do it while you're in the queue. Check out the restrictions and what you need to prepare for. And that's just going to reduce the amount of stress of this performative, like, coolness that we're supposed to have in an airport. Everyone gets stressed in an airport. Just some people are far more vocal about other people being stressed. Try to ignore them, but try to control that as well.
It's so funny that you do bring up the people that are in the queue behind you. They're the people that are stressing you out. They actually are. It's you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, like, saying I'm in their way. And then even the people in front of you and their miles. It's a whole stress. So it is good to know about the rules, perhaps before you put yourself through all of that ordeal. If people are undecided about a summer holiday abroad this time around, would you encourage them to travel despite the concerns?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason I say this is because an awful lot of the time, people are just hearing the headlines. And we all know that news is an entertainment industry, and they're not there to tell us all the positive, happy stories. The same on social media. Like you said, we are flooded with images of the queues and passport control and people crying in the airport and lost luggage. We very rarely take on the good. So many people are going to have a brilliant summer holiday. There will be a few that will have some mishaps, but you will be, if you are prepared, then you're a prepared traveler, just working your way through the mishaps. And it's not like this is happening to you and you're the victim and you get stressed and overwhelmed with it all. The joy of experiencing new cultures, tasting incredible food, creating lifelong memories, the sunshine, the sea, it far outweighs a couple of stressful hours in an airport terminal. So book it. You will not regret it.
What if people are staying in Ireland this year for whatever reason? Maybe that was always their intention. Would you recommend any particular staycation spots in particular?
It always happens, doesn't it? Once the sun comes out in Ireland, people are like, no need to go abroad. We'll just stay here. The weather is fabulous. Look, every single county in Ireland has something to offer. It's so hard to pinpoint or say a few, because like I always say go up to Northern Ireland. The Causeway Coast is amazing. Dramatic coastlines, golf, historic castles, great hotel, and tiny, it feels slightly foreign just because of being, you know, Northern Ireland and the different currency and everything like that. A tiny bit like being on holiday. But then if you're after tranquility, you could go to the Fermanagh Lakelands, or I love going down to Leitrim. There's loads of waterway activities to do. Mizzenhead Peninsula in West Cork is fantastic for food and everything like that. But every county has somewhere. Pick somewhere that you haven't been. Pick somewhere that you've always wanted to go. You're going to have a great time, especially if you actually go and do something that you really enjoy doing. If it's cycling, if it's swimming, if it's rock climbing, if it's going on the beach, if it's good food. Just pick something that you enjoy and head out there. Everything in Ireland, I have to say, has improved dramatically in terms of its offering for holidaymakers, apart from the costs, but costs are rising everywhere.
Well, let's just hope that the weather sticks around. Now, the weather we're having at the minute, it would really add to any staycations. Melanie, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat, and I'm sure we'll chat to you again about something else holiday related.
Fantastic. Safe travels, everybody.